that it is actually the void who is carrying every particle of the matter. Every movement is possible because the void is carrying the articles or the particles. So I have written in a piece in my Gita, maybe they will upload it soon. It is in the beginning, I am describing the relationship between matter, space and time. Matter as Brahma the creator, space as Vishnu the sustainer, and Shiva as time, Kala. From the smallest unit of particles or the matter to the micro to macro, they are all floating in space. The whole movement depends on the space or the void or the empty space. Time is even more subtle than this. And what I say, I think it will sound very fantastic, that the matter came into being as a result of the union between time and void. Also the void, if you go into Sanskrit dictionary, you will find that the void and Shakti means the same. Yes. It is so such a subtle thing that the time is united with the void, and as a result the matter is coming into being. And Shakti is called the mother. Every movement of the matter, the void is holding. It is the only stationary thing in the whole of the field. Just try to imagine that you go to the atom and you also parted, and tremendous energy is experienced. Atomic energy. But somehow if you are able to use the void, somehow, and do the same thing as you are doing with the atom, you will create so much energy that it can annihilate the whole creation.
You know, disintegrate the particle of void?
Particle of the void.
Particle of the
void. Not of the matter.
Yeah, particle of the void. But void, is it, there can be particles of the void?
Of course, I think the next step physics is going to realize, they will realize the power of the void. So far, they have not studied it. Because nobody sees void. You see, there is empty space between us, but you are looking at me, I am looking at you. We rarely notice the void. But with progress in yoga, you will become conscious of that. And maybe even to use that. And just imagine the power of the time then, which is even more subtle than void. We experience it all the time, but we don't know the exact nature of time. And just imagine if your consciousness will merge with the time, the essence of time, you will know everything. Past, present and future will have no meaning for you. You will see time as one. You remember in the 11th chapter when Arjuna is saying, I am going you from the front, from the back, from every direction. What does it mean? When you will see time, you will see I offer my prostration in the past, in future and in present. But time is, I think, is supreme thing.
Это все, что можно достичь. Он говорит, я не
знаю. Even different gods and different spiritual practices come from time. And when you practice in time, you perfect every art, and the time gives you the way. And it is so common in all over the world. I'm going through a bad time, when somebody is dying, his time has come, other time. Everybody talks in day-to-day life. But they are not aware of it essentially.
And they are not aware that time is a conscious substance also, is it?
In fact, it is the creator and the basis of the all consciousness.
Создатель и основа всего сознания.
Only in time you grow up. You need time to grow up. You need time to understand something.
Время требуется для того, чтобы
And Krishna is saying, and the time is speaking through him, the time itself. That no matter what somebody does, I give the result. So no matter what you do, you will get result in time.
It's a form of Shiva.
Yes, it is the essential form of Shiva. He is time and embodiment. I also discussed that some people asked that before creation what was and where it was. I have simply stated that what was before creation, it was in the womb of time. And in time it took birth, and when its time will be over, only time will remain. You can even paraphrase Bible, out of the time you have come and to the time you shall return one day. The spirit inside is from time and it will return to time. Body is just a sentence of time. Its spirits come down to body so they can experience a certain period of time. Otherwise in the spiritual world, their senses are different, so they cannot experience time essentially. And the soul is immortal because it is a drop of time.
Time
cannot be the time.
We
are already living through several types of time. Your biological time is ticking away at a different rate. Then we have Earth's time, different time, then we have cosmic time. So the more your consciousness will develop, the more you will understand. You can even say in the beginning was time and the time was God.
Mm-hmm.
And also the time, the womb of the time, the creation and all this took birth.